وأكرم الرجل مخافة الشر. I look at this hadith and I cry. Leave the academic circles, it has infiltrated the Islamic circles also. What did my master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, a time will come where people will be respected, saluted and revered so that you safeguard yourself against the evil of that man. Greet the principal of the school, not because I believe he deserves my respect, so that he doesn't victimize my child. I have a good relation with my neighbor so that the lift club is not in jeopardy. I greet my boss, not because I feel he deserves the honor. I need a job and that's why I'm carrying on. One of my honorable teachers always used to advocate to us. He said, no man is a fool. Some are silent because of their dignity. Others are silent because of their desperation. But everybody's watching your moves. Everybody's watching your moves. The man sweeping there also is watching your moves. But he's desperate. He opens his mouth. He loses his job. The other man walks by. He's a dignified man. He's got his life. I got, why must I interfere? But make no mistake, everybody's watching you, my brother. وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ الشَّرِّ. A man will be respected. Why? Because of his evil. لَا تَتَّقِي مِن نُبَاحِ الْكَلْبِ إِلَّا بِكَسْرَةِ خُبْزٍ تُلْقِي إِلَيْهِ. The only way you appease a barking dog is throw a piece of bread so that he stops barking. So this is the fake respect that even the presidents are getting today. You hear, they make the biggest joke of the political leaders. And yet when the man is sworn in into office and is inaugurated, he believes that literally the world salutes me. Well, what a crisis we're facing. Allah's qasam, Allah has confined respect to deen. Where a man respects you, not because you demand it, but he feels obligated by your presence, by your piety. Without you requesting, without you commanding, he just feels, you know, an attraction towards you. And to substantiate this, I share with you the great incident of Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Ali and hence the great grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During his time and period, Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, وَكَانَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلِيًّا لِلْعَهْدِ, who was the ruler and the governor, وَفَدَ عَلَى مَكَّةَ حَجًّا, he embarked on the pilgrimage. And when he came, he obviously wanted to touch the black stone. فَأَقْبَلَ يَبْتَغِي الْحَجَرَ الْأَسْوَدِ, he wanted to put his hands on the blessed stone and he wanted to perform tawaf and circumambulation of the Kaaba. And there was a heavy cabinet presence around him, being the head of state. فَأَخَذَ الْجُنْدُ الْحَافُّونَ بِهِ يُنَبِّهُونَ النَّاسَ إِلَيْهِ وَيُوَسِّعُونَ لَهُ الطَّرِيقِ. As he advanced, because of the presence and being a delegate, being a man of high profile, the people around him started creating movement and raising the voices that the king, the emir, the leader wants to come clear the way, move the passage. He wants to come forward. لكن أحدا من الناس لم يلتفت إليهم ولم يوسع لهم فالبيت بيت الله والناس جميعا عبيده. But nobody would care two hoots of who he is. This is the house of Allah. It's not your public office. We're not sitting in your seat. This is the house of Allah. Ruler and subject are alike. So the ministers are disturbed by this here. That anywhere else we go, one siren and people move. We on two-way radios and people clear the way. This is the head of state that is coming, but nobody wants to recognize the presence of this man. وَفِيمَا هُمْ كَذَلِكَ. In this confusion, إِذْ سُمِعَتْ أَصْوَاتُ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ آتِيَةً مِّن بَعِيدٍ. Suddenly they hear the sounds of takbir echoing and resounding from a distance. Everybody's attention is focused to the back of the gathering. فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ فِي كَوْكَبَةٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ قَسِيمٌ وَسِيمٌ ضَامِرُ الْجِسْمِ يَتَلَأْلَأُ وَجْهَهُ نُورَ الْقَمَرِ قَدْ بَدَى بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ أَثَرَ السُّجُودِ. When they look back, there is a young man with a presence around him, a radiant face, thin in his physique, the sign of sajda apparent on his forehead, مَشَى فِي إِزَارٍ وَرِدَاءٍ, clad in the simple garb of ihrab. فجعلت كتل الناس تنفرج له وتغدو له صفوفا صفوفا. As he modestly advances, he's not landing at an airport and getting, you know what, recognition of VIP that he goes through the queue, or he lands in a VIP lounge. He's getting VIP at the Kaaba of Allah. He's getting VIP at the Kaaba of Allah. Nobody signals anything. Nobody says anything. He gradually moves, and everybody captured, mesmerized, spellbound by this presence. And everybody politely clears the way and he advances. So one of the ministers steps, the king, the Hisham, and he says, "Man hadha ar-rajul alladhi akramahu an-nasu hadha al-ikram?" Your Majesty, who's this youngster that just comes in like this and steals the platform and commands the authority and clears the ways? He's not a man in post, he's not a man in cabinet. Now obviously Hisham knew who he was, but he needed to play himself up. Politicians, for them to lie, it's a norm. What they say, it's a fault of a young boy to lie, yet it's an art for a lover, an accomplishment for a bachelor, and a matter of survival for a married man. It's a fault for a young boy to lie, yet it's an art for a lover. It's an accomplishment for a bachelor, and it's a matter of survival for a married man. My good friend Safwan sends me these things. Khair, what I'm saying is, for them to lie, it's a norm. It doesn't make a difference. I read a nice thing now when I was flying this morning, in the in-flight magazine, the definition of a good woman, a good wife. She always forgives her husband when she's wrong. The definition of a good wife, she always forgives her husband when she's wrong. Khair, bring you back to the importance. I don't want to lose the essence of this here. So he's coming and everybody is glued to this young man. So he taps Hisham. "Hisham, who's this gentleman?" Hisham said, "Ana la a'rifuhu, I don't know him. But I swear by Allah, every time you want to play someone down, Allah promotes him and gives him honor on the strength of your criticism. I am not saying this on theory alone. The more you condemn, on a disguised note, who benefited Yusuf the most? His brothers. On a disguised note, who elevated Musa the most? Pharaoh. I'm just leaving you with this. I can unpack this in its hours. On a disguised note, those are the key words.